you know, knowing the word, rightly dividing the word, will protect you, especially if you get attacked by some kind of satanic cult, you know. I don't know, maybe, you know, these satanic cults are really able to cloak themselves for a little spell, but it don't take long before you wake up to it. And then you have something in your experience toolbox, you know, to help other people. Recently, I was attacked by a satanic cult. I was trying to decode who all the players were, you know. And I was trying to, I was looking at this, the words and the behaviors and the actions around me, just to see who the players were and see what their motive was. I was trying to reverse engineer their motive. Their motive is always to steal, kill, and destroy. But their biggest motive is an unseen motive. And before they can steal, kill, and destroy, they try to attack your individuality. They try to attack your beliefs. They try to attack your confidence. They try to take away your stability. They try to take away your identity. I said that already. But they try to attack your faith and bring doubt. They try to attack your confidence. There's an unseen realm going on. If a person can systematically study you, whatever, you know, and it's a demonic force in these people, if they can systematically I had somebody acting crazy on the highway. Just rolled my window down, hold my hand up, like, what are you doing, woman? I didn't even know it was a female. She's out driving insane. But they systematically try to take away your self-worth, your goals, your dreams. One of the things they do is try to make you think the grass is greener on the other side, or something, a situation's better. It could be a job, it could be a city, state, people, place, or thing, you know. They try to make you think that there's another life or world or experience better than the one that you have, you know. It's like painting a picture. It's like painting a picture but the picture is painted on a canvas that the paint just slips off eventually. It's just a temporary, the paint might be on there for just a minute, but then the canvas is such that the paint just peels off or rolls off or whatever. And so the canvas and the painting that they painted, once you look underneath the paint, you realize the foundation of that paint is shaky and unstable and ridiculous. And so the attacks, the attempts, the mind games, the spiritual games and all that, God, all you have to do really is ask God to reveal it to you. Lord, make it so clear that nobody can deny it, and He'll do that. He'll make it so clear that nobody can deny it, even yourself. And you also, not only do you listen to the words being spoke, but you listen to the words not being spoke, you know. And you throw out some Bible verses, or you throw out some truth that every believer on the planet would stand on. Every true believer would stand on certain things, because they're not going to be able to cross your threshold unless they claim to be a believer, you know. But you got to try the spirits. And I'm not necessarily talking about the threshold of your physical house, but I'm talking about any kind of threshold, like any boundary, cross any boundary, you know, at all. They're not going to be able to cross those boundaries if you know certain truths, you know. If somebody's born again, that means, hey, I got saved, I want other people to get saved. Hey, I'm born again, the Bible is the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, you know. Hey, I got born again, I love the Word. The Word is my light, my meat, my drink. Anybody who's born again is going to stand on the Word. They're going to love the Word. Somebody who's not saved, religious but lost, they'll read any book. They'll study any book. They won't put the Bible above other books. They'll just make it equal. They won't have any firm foundation. They'll just have their own ideas, their own understanding. They won't be able to rightly divide the Word of truth. They won't be able to discern and hear what you're saying when it comes to truth. They have no conviction. Not usually, but always, a person who gets saved, they have conviction of sin. It might take them a while to see something, but eventually they see it. Some things are so obvious that every believer knows. Every believer knows that abortion is murder. Every believer knows it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Every born-again believer knows certain truths that are absolute. There's no gray area in certain areas. There's no gray area for certain truths that are so obvious that every believer knows. The blood of Jesus cleanses from all unrighteousness. That's New Testament. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. That's Bible. That's all over the New Testament and the Old Testament. Sorry for my pauses, but I'm on the highway with these 8 o'clock drivers and they have lost their minds. I'm watching them, the confusion and chaos. It's crazy. Actually, I can look at the highway traffic and tell what I'm getting ready to face off with at work or today, or it might be something else that shows up. Wild stuff. The truth will set you free. So knowing the Word, knowing the Bible, being saved, it will protect you from the satanic attacks. And like I say, I was recently attacked, and I knew it, but I was trying to figure it out. Anytime I get attacked, I try to take that as an object lesson and learn from it to help other people down the road. And also, I see any blind spots that I might have had, you know, and ask other believers, like, what was my blind spot? Where was my weakness? In the past, my weakness was trying to help somebody, trying to fix somebody, trying to save somebody. I gave that up a long time ago. And so you have to look at what open door was there, you know? What did you want to believe? You wanted to believe maybe somebody was confused, or maybe they were on the verge of getting saved, or maybe they would see the error of their ways. But they have to blame somebody else. That was another bizarro thing, is when somebody's really projecting everything onto you. I'm talking about everything. Projecting everything that there was zero conviction that they might be the issue. They might have the problem. And everything was projected. I'm talking about everything. When you see something like that, you know that's a demon. There's a demon. That's a blind spot from a demon. It's off the roof. But anyway, so they never work alone, right? The dark side can't work alone because there's weakness. They have no truth. So I was trying to decode who in the world. And around me, I started seeing people have tragedies, you know. I was like, why are there so many tragedies around me? I'm just watching people go through tragedy after tragedy after tragedy after tragedy. And it's like, what in the world? And so, to take away your time, your resources, your energy, your focus, your dream, it was all about wasting away, you know, wasting your time. Somebody trying to vampire off of you and your energy and your goals and trying to get you to put your energy into their goals, you know. It's really a trip.
Hi, lady.
A true born again wants to build up the church, you know. Wants to have fellowship with the church, with the saints, with the believers. The Antichrist hates believers, wants to kill, steal, and destroy the believers from, and just steal from, kill them, destroy them. And so you can actually see it out of their mouth, out of their words, out of their actions, out of their behavior. It is always of the world, the flesh, and pro-life. Out of their whole being is exuding, when their whole core being exudes the world, the flesh, probably everything about them is money and image and outward show and worried about what other people think. And it's like, yuck, I got saved out of that long time ago. You're wasting your time. But then when you tell them, you see them, you might not tell them directly, but you say, hey, I see you, you're wasting your time, they double down. You know the cult is desperate to stop you when they double down, when you actually see them and tell them what they're doing. Then you know it's a desperate attempt, and you know it has to be a coven or a cult or something like that. There's some money on the line, you know, and it could be they get ready to take you out. They wanted to take you out, you know, poison you or whatever. Who knows what they're ultimate goal is, but it's to attack the truth. That's shut you down, shut you off, try to take away your confidence, get you distracted, all that stuff, you know. Anyway, he that began a good work will finish it. So they're wasting their time. I don't know why they don't realize they're wasting their time. You tell them too, you say, look, I see what you're doing, you're wasting your time, it ain't gonna work. I mean, why don't you give up the ghost and just say, I quit. But they just keep going, like the Energizer Bunny, like Wally Cody, really, not even the Energizer Bunny, it's Wally Cody. Wally Coyote, it's a trip. It really is. And I guess from your perspective, it's like they're wasting their time, but they've got two or three they're attacking. So to them, you're just like a little bleep on the screen.